A preview of Commodity Classic. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. On location in San Antonio, Texas for Commodity Classic, our coverage is presented by Cropland Seed. It's the nation's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show in the U.S., and it's going on now. Greg Allen joins me here in San Antonio for a preview of Commodity Classic.
Over the next 3 days, thousands of growers, agribusiness leaders, and industry experts are gathering at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center to explore breakthrough technology, discuss market trends, and tackle key challenges facing American farms, from profitability pressures to evolving policy landscapes. According to Indiana farmer and NCGA board member J.R. Reisner,
that's what's great about this event is that we have those opportunities to come and to learn more about markets, more about some of the things that are driving demand, and just to make sure that we're prepared for the challenges that we face in the current environment.
What sets this event apart is its farmer-led foundation, from planning committees to educational sessions, built on input from producers themselves who determine what topics and solutions matter most right now. That means workshops on precision agriculture, policy panels driven by commodity groups, and trade floor exhibits that reflect real farm priorities.
Preparation for this show began last March, and we kind of hit the ground running right after the show's over, and make sure we're getting the companies here that the attendees want to see, that we're hitting the education areas that our attendees want to attend, and just making this a great event all the way around.
Organizing a show of this scale takes months of coordination between grower organizations, sponsors, exhibitors, and local partners, plus careful attention to providing practical tools that farmers can take home to improve their operations.
If you can't get there this year, make sure you sign up for next year. It's a great event, great way to network, great way to learn about the things going on within our industry and to make great connections.
Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen. Improve their operations.
If you can't get there this year, make sure you sign up for next year. It's a great event, great way to network, great way to learn about the things going on within our industry and to make great connections.
Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
This week is National FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th, and FFA students across the country are celebrating and sharing the FFA story. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. On Thursday, February 26th, you're invited to celebrate Give FFA Day, a 24-hour fundraising effort in support of the next generation of leaders who will change the world. Learn how you can help by visiting FFA.org, and be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Not as cold today, and we get downright mild tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. We should be mostly dry today. Now, that being said, I do see a very minor, very weak area of low pressure trying to come out of the Arrowhead of Minnesota, move across Lake Superior and the UP, moving through this afternoon into this evening. That can throw some cloud cover down and maybe a few flurries here and there. But generally speaking, we don't have much to work with in this air mass. Mild air surges northward into lower Michigan through the day tomorrow. Probably doesn't take control in the UP, as Arctic air is poised to move southward fairly quickly out of the Canadian prairies and out of the Hudson Bay region. But mild temperatures will be seen in lower Michigan through tomorrow. Cold air dominates for the weekend. Little clipper system comes through overnight Saturday night into Sunday, predominantly hitting central and lower parts of Michigan, putting down anywhere from a coating to an inch or two of wet snow. And the cold air wants to hold then through Sunday for sure. Arctic high pressure dominating into the start of next week. We've got another weather system that comes by mostly to our south overnight Sunday night and especially Monday morning and midday. Rain and wet snow down over Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, but only clouds here. We follow that up with better rain potential through the rest of next week. Mild air is in here, but we're also unsettled, especially for the second half of the week. From Wednesday through the weekend, we see at least two, maybe three significant rain systems moving through. All in, all done. Half to 2-inch rain totals over the region, so we're going to get pretty soggy. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our buy bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
With a check of Wednesday's grain markets, here's Andy Eubank and Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
Let's begin, Tom, with the soybean market, which did start the session lower after gains on Tuesday. Soy meal was higher, but then oil turned higher. That seems to be about the time that the bean market also pushed forward. Anything in particular that made that happen?
Well, you know, it was an interesting trade for soybeans. Last night, we made a new high for the move by a half a cent at 11.66. Relatively early in the day session, we're now 18 cents off that level. And yet here we are, we close a penny off the high. And I think it's all about soybean meal. Soybean meal's up $7.50. There's no way the soybean market's going to sit still when the soybean meal market is up $7.50. And I think that's mostly technical buying. Soybean oil, the trade over there was kind of muted. You know, yeah, it finished a little bit higher on the day, but relatively early this morning, the EPA did announce that it's going to send to the White House its biofuel numbers sometime this afternoon. So with that said, the bean oil market actually sold off. So, you know, maybe it was signs of buy the rumor, sell the fact.
Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, March corn up 2.75 at 430.5. May corn 3.5 higher at 442. March beans climbing 8.75 to 11.48 1/4. May beans up 9.75 at 11.65, but March wheat down 1.75 to 5.65 1/4. April live cattle $1.17 higher Wednesday at 240.27, and April lean hogs up 40 cents at 96.20. Reporting from Commodity Classic in San Antonio, I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.